Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello again, it's Ellie. Welcome back to another episode of I'll Be Your Sister, a weekly podcast where I give you all the sisterly advice that you'll ever need. First of all, Happy New Year 2023. It's funny that I said that in such a positive way because I feel like this whole episode is kind of going to be shitting on New Year's because it's the first week of 2023. I'm sure everyone has this topic in mind. Today, we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions, New Year's plans, New Year's parties, basically how the first week of the year always sucks, at least in my life, in my opinion, and some of the people that I've also related to this in my life. Okay, so I'm recording this a week before New Year's. I know it's coming out after New Year's. I'm sorry with the timing, guys. Like, I wish we could be living this moment together, but sadly we can't. And currently, maybe why I'm so down on New Year's recently is because I have zero New Year's Eve plans. I feel like if you guys follow me on my life, I have plans for everything. I am on trips all the time. My life feels so busy, and for some reason, this New Year's, I wanted to have plans so badly. It's like I'm 18 now. I can finally do things. Like, you'd think I'm a little bit older. No, I'm not older. I'm not wiser. I have no New Year's Eve plans, and it really, really sucks, to be honest. It's so funny because last year I had a boyfriend around New Year's Eve. Do I have one this year? No. So just another thing that we've not accomplished this year. But I remember last year with my boyfriend, like, we had all these grandiose plans to, like, go out and go to parties and have fun and see all these people and, like, really make the most of December 31st. Is it December 30th or 30? Yeah, it's 31st. And I remember us falling asleep by 10 o'clock, and I fell asleep literally crying because New Year's for me is just like my birthday. Like, I get so anxious around that time, and I feel like I should have accomplished way more things. And I'm here to tell you why feeling this way is normal. Let's talk about it. To be quite honest, I feel like I am a New Year's hater. I'm not a hater with a lot of things, but for some reason, New Year's Eve to me just seems like so much pressure on so many different aspects. In this episode, I want to talk about New Year's resolutions, but first, I want to talk about New Year's Eve parties and plans. Maybe I hate on this because I'm a loner and I don't have any friends, but I seem to not get invited anywhere for New Year's. Come Friday night, like, I can find plans, if that makes sense. Like, Friday night rolls around and let's say I decide I want to go to dinner with people. I can hypothetically find people to make plans with. Does that mean that I will go and actually want to hang out with people? No. Does that mean that I will go? No. For New Year's Eve, like, that's something that I would for sure go to. Like, I'd be down to, like, have some fun on New Year's Eve. Why is it that I cannot find any plans for New Year's Eve? I swear, at this point in my life, it's like every single year I get my hopes up. Like, I get invited somewhere, I make plans. It's either like I get tired or like I fall into like some seasonal depression where like I don't want to see anyone and I don't want to like share my sadness with anyone. But I've decided this year to make my anti-New Year's Eve plans way more legitimate and like really plan them out. For example, last year, like me falling asleep by 10 and crying, that was an accident. Like I had a party to go to, I had a dress to wear. I just simply like a wave of sadness fell over me because I feel so much pressure on New Year's again, because I feel like it's like my birthday or something that like I feel like I need to be doing something. Like I feel like I need to be the best version of myself for that year, and I feel like I'm not that yet. And so last year, like I can count probably 10 out of my 18 years of life that like my New Year's plans have gone to shit. But I feel like this year I've decided to really capitalize off my anti-New Year's Eve plans and really make it the best worst experience for myself possible. For example, this year I'm not even gonna reach out to people for New Year's plans. I'm not even gonna put it into the universe that I want to go out because I always know that I end up falling asleep or something ends up happening. I've decided that like I'm really going to find a good movie. I'm gonna order in Chinese food. I'm going to turn off my phone. This has always been the downfall of my New Year's or honestly any holiday plans in general, where when I'm not doing something, I will be going all night on social media looking at what my friends are doing, or maybe not even my friends, maybe just acquaintances that I don't even know their middle names to. See what they're doing and if they're having a great time and like their family vacations and their amazing parties and great dresses and all of it. And it makes me feel so bad inside, where it's like, this year, if I just turn off my phone, I won't know what I'm missing out on. So I will just feel better about my terrible plans. I'm sorry for laughing about this. It's just like, it's a funny topic to me because it's kind of like the anti-New Year's Eve, where New Year's Eve seems like such a fun time for everyone if you have friends. But for anyone that doesn't like to go out, or like someone that like gets drained by the thought of like being with a lot of people or like going to parties and things like that, it probably seems like your worst nightmare, which is how it's been feeling to me ever since I can remember. Why I feel like turning off my phone as well is because I feel like as I've grown up, all like my acquaintances' New Year's Eve plans have gotten more grandiose by the year. Like at first, okay, middle school New Year's Eve, we could all like go to someone's house and hang out, and like that was the cool thing to do on New Year's. New Year's Eve in like high school, kind of the same thing, maybe a little bit more grown up vibes. People are like kissing, whatever. I don't really know. I wasn't invited, but that's what I'd assume. For some reason, now that like we're all in college or like growing up or in our 20s, 30s, like people are going to Aspen, they're going to St. Bart's, people are going to like the ends of the earth for New Year's Eve and going to like these crazy outrageous things. And it makes me feel so bad to like even just admit to anyone that like I'm staying home for New Year's Eve. You know how many texts I've gotten in the past week of people being like, where are you going for New Year's? And I'm just like, shut up. I'm not going anywhere. Why are we going to raves in Arizona? Let's stay home. Stop making me feel bad about myself. For me, I feel like growing up, New Year's Eve was always something that like society put so much pressure on all of us to have the most outrageous time on the last day of the year, and then ultimately waking up on the first day of the next year either feeling hungover or feeling like shit, or you wake up feeling terrible about your decisions, things like this. And I feel like I want to talk about my ideal New Year's Eve and what maybe New Year's means to me. To me, New Year's Eve is a time to reflect and take care of yourself. We got through another year. Whether it was great or not, we got through it. And that in itself is something to celebrate, and it's not something that like you need to put so much pressure on yourself to have the best time of your life, because that's a lot of pressure. Speaking of pressure, now I wanted to get into resolutions. We all know them, we all love to make them, we all love to do them for a week, and then we all never do them again. The amount of times I have written on my New Year's resolution list, I'm going to eat healthy and work out 5 times a week and get straight A's and be the best person I can ever be in the whole entire world, it actually has been every single year. And I was really reflecting on it today as New Year's is approaching, and by this time it is past. Another New Year's resolution that I was just thinking that I do every year, and that I was talking with someone else that she does every year, is buy a new journal or diary and say you're gonna write in it every single day or like every single week and write your whole year. I never do that. I always go to like a Barnes and Noble or a bookstore and I make it a whole thing like the last week of the year, and I buy new pens and I buy a new journal. Or I go to Target and I get like the cutest calendar or whatever. I say that I'm gonna journal and diary my whole year and I never end up doing it. And I feel like this New Year's for me is all about taking this pressure that society puts on us and taking it off of myself. Off of my shoulders, and hopefully giving you guys, if you're feeling the same pressure, some relief as well. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions. I feel like, again, I talked about all these surface level things that we put into our New Year's resolutions list, which those are great, but ultimately, I feel like if you're too hard on yourself with these surface level New Year's resolutions, you end up failing and ultimately getting down on yourself because of it. No one needs to put the pressure on themselves of working out every single day of the week. That's just unrealistic for us. Or eating super healthy. At the end of the day, we're all humans trying our best, and we should stop putting so much pressure on ourselves. On the other hand, I spoke to a few of my friends about what their New Year's resolutions were because I wanted to test the field and be like, how are we doing for next year, guys? Are we gonna be the best versions of ourselves? Are we not gonna be? And I think that it was really interesting to hear about some resolutions that some of my friends had to share with me. One of the New Year's resolutions that I didn't ask my friend this, but hopefully she doesn't mind me sharing her New Year's resolution with this whole podcast, but I feel like it's a pretty general thing that she said, which is to only pour into cups that pour into mine. What a good, deep New Year's resolution. Like, I am throwing away my surface level diary resolution and I am falling into these big idea New Year's resolutions, which is what I really wanted to talk about. I feel like there are, again, these two types of New Year's resolutions. There's the surface level ones that you like do on an everyday basis. And then there are like the big idea general ones, which I think is something that we should all focus on more than the small nitpicky ones that we end up ultimately failing with. At least I do. If you journal every single day for the whole year, good for you. I'm here to applause you. Good for you, but I don't. So whether it's big ideas like finding friends that really care about you or caring about yourself, I feel like instead of focusing on small topics, we should focus on big topics for the year. I'm sitting here thinking about what resolutions I want to make and what big ideas I want to make. I'm kind of feeling the pressure now that I asked my friends and they came up with these like insane topics. And I talked to my friends and they gave me these beautiful metaphors, and now I need to like step it up with something. But honestly, I want to take the pressure off myself and make my New Year's resolutions as I'm talking to you guys right now. So let's think about some. I think my first big idea New Year's resolution is to follow through with things that I think about. I think that I'm pretty good at following through with things that I say and like speak into the universe. For example, little things like if I say I'm gonna be somewhere at 7 o'clock, I'll be somewhere at 7 o'clock. If I say I will get you a Starbucks on the way home from school, I will get that for you. Little things like that. But I think that like I want to follow through with things that I think about in my thoughts. For example, I think about so many different business ideas that I want to do, or I think about so many different ways that I can help people. And ultimately, I feel like this whole year, like all of these ideas in my head have stayed in my head and I haven't followed through with any of them. And this year, when I have an idea of, you know what, let's start that charity organization. Let's like think about something and think about a way that we can help people. I really want to sit down with myself, put my ADHD aside, and really hash out my ideas and ultimately follow through with my thoughts. Tagging along with the idea of pressure and New Year's, I always love to go back to the concept of the year of 2020 for all of us. I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but 2020 January, like vibes were good. I felt like everything was going my way. I feel like we all thought, because it was like 2019 and it was the 2020 concept, it was like the number concept, that we all thought it was going to be the best year ever. At this point, at the beginning of 2020, I was a sophomore. Was I a freshman? I was about to start my sophomore year of high school, and I felt like everything was going my way. I feel like everything was going good. And I put so much pressure on myself to have all these New Year's resolutions and to get even better. And look what happened. 2020 happened. Everyone went into lockdown. Like, at any point, shiz could hit the fan. So ultimately, again, we should not put so much pressure on ourselves to have the best perfect year, because I feel like 2020 taught us so much about how ultimately, we're really not in control of anything except for our mindset. Honestly, like our mental health too. Also, with the topic of New Year's resolutions, I feel like we're always trying to make them more positive, more inclusive, more open. For example, hang out with more people, make more friends. And I feel like this year, I want to make less friends. I want to hang out with less people. I want to prioritize my time more than I prioritize anything else. And again, along with like my friend's New Year's resolution, which is I'm only going to pour into cups that pour into mine. I feel like in 2022, I spent a lot of time trying to make friends that seemed like the friendships seemed forceful, and ultimately they ended up failing. And you guys have heard a lot about that on this podcast. So I feel like in 2023, I want to be more picky about who I spend my time and energy on and have a better sense of myself, which kind of goes into like it's not necessarily like this big, grandiose process of, again, having so many friends and hanging out with so many people. I've decided that I want to be more picky and hang out with myself even more than I already do. Okay, I feel like my last New Year's resolution, I never want to make too many. I remember growing up, my dad would make us make lists of like, write down 20 things that you're gonna do this year, which to me sounds like a lot. I'm gonna stick to like 3 or 4, and maybe I'm gonna do quarterly New Year's resolutions. That's a good idea. The new year, I feel like, is like a year is such a long amount of time. It's so hard to make so many resolutions and stick with them for 12 months. I feel like if we're all super dedicated and really interested in bettering ourselves, maybe we'll do like an every 3 months type of thing. Like, let's talk about what we want to do every 3 months instead. Going back to my last New Year's resolution, I think that I want to show the people that I love, like, I want to show the people that I love them. I have so many people in my life that mean so much to me. For example, my family. And I feel like I tell them that I love them, but I really want to show them that I love them. Like, whether that's through physical things or deeper things, because we all like to get sent flowers once in a while, or we all like to get a long text about why someone loves us so much. I feel like I really want to show the people that I appreciate them. That was a mouthful. It's so interesting because I feel like, again, with like the pressures that society puts on us to every year level up in these grandiose ways where it can be a new year and like how do I say this? Like, society tells us that each year we should be making more money and we should have more relationships in our lives and we should have a better boyfriend than last year and we should be living in a bigger house than last year and all of these like bigger and better things that happened. But I feel like whether that happens for you or not, in 12 months and a year, you can look back at yourself and see so much growth, whether you want to or not. Especially, I feel like when you're in your like growing up, maturing years, whether you're like in your teens or your 20s or even your 30s, I feel like that's the time where no matter what, you could be doing nothing. And in a year, you could grow so much. Even if it's like mentally or physically or emotionally, like there are so many ways that we grow in a year without us even putting pressure on ourselves to do so. Not to toot my own horn, but I feel like this year, instead of making New Year's about what's going to happen for the next year, How about we all do some self-reflection? I feel like I sound like a school teacher right now. I'm sorry. I'm just like really hyped up about this idea that I've made. So sorry guys if I sound like that. But it's like sitting here in my apartment that I pay for myself, and like I'm at this point like self-sufficient. A year ago, I wasn't doing that. I was living with my family. I was 17. Let's see. I was a senior in high school. I had so many unknowns that I didn't know what was gonna happen in my life. And I feel like a year later, everything has fallen into place. And that is whether I worked for it or not. I feel like even just like the growth between 20 and 21, or 24 to 25, or 17 to 18, or 12 to 13, like in these different age groups, I feel like so much growth happens in yourself, whether you expect it or plan for it or not. So again, instead of putting so much pressure on the new year, reflect. We've all come so effing far. How insane that like we made it through another year. But it's something that like my mom always told me growing up. Oh yeah, Sarah, we know and love her advice, where she always tells me that like life is long. So many people say that like a year goes by so fast, and like in a blink of an eye, you're gonna be older, and like you need to plan for and like achieve all these big things. But ultimately, I feel like we all need to give ourselves a break a little bit. Getting through a year is hard, especially in this day and age, in the 21st century, when so much is happening in our world, and it can feel like every day we're learning, whether it's on the news or on social media, or there's new developments coming out in the world that make us feel, it's gonna sound really sad, but kind of tired of living and like tired of getting through every day. And like the fact that I did, and you guys listening to this, got through 12 months, 4 weeks, how many days are in a year? 365 days of living and waking up and breathing and getting through life is freaking incredible. So applaud yourself. Hug yourself. Guys, I actually feel like I'm a yoga teacher right now. I'm so sorry, but I kind of needed this, honestly. I needed to like end this year on a good reflective note. And I feel like looking into the future, I know I've said this word a million times this episode, but like with all the pressure that we put on ourselves, it can get so heavy. Like, oi, like I have to live another year. But instead, it's like we get to like wake up every day. And I know that it's easier said than done, but that's why we really need to like celebrate the small wins in our life. We got through another year. Hooray for us. I don't know if this episode sounded like preachy, or if I sounded like a yoga teacher, or if I sounded a little out there, but I guess that I just wanted to, for the first episode of the new year in 2023, say that I'm proud of you guys, and I'm proud of myself, and I'm proud of all of us for getting through 2022. And whether this year brings a million great things or one great thing, I feel like we should all be grateful and proud of ourselves for getting through life. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of I'll Be Your Sister. I'm Ellie Zeiler. You guys can find me at Ellie Zeiler on all platforms. I will be back next week with another episode, so make sure to follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and also rate the podcast, please. I'll see you next week, and I'm proud of you, and I love you guys so much. Okay, bye, guys. Thank you.